How to participate in the 2026 Remote Resident Registration Fact Survey. You can participate in the 2026 Remote Resident Registration Fact Survey through the Government 24 app from July 20 to September 7. You must verify your mobile phone's location at your registered address, and non-participating households and priority survey subjects may receive an in-person survey. The 2026 Remote Resident Registration Fact survey runs from July 20 to September 7. Not only the head of household, but also any household member registered as part of the same household can participate through the Government 24 app. The location verification step determines whether the mobile phone's current location is within 50 m of the registered address. If you are unable to participate in the remote survey, an in-person survey may be conducted from September 8 to November 9. Refusing or evading the fact survey without a valid reason may result in a fine of up to KRW 500,000, but a fine is not automatically imposed solely for failing to participate through the app. The Resident Registration Fact Survey is an administrative survey that verifies whether the address recorded in the resident registration record matches the actual place of residence. In 2026, households can participate remotely through the Government 24 app during the designated period before a surveyor visits. However, the survey does not cover everyone staying in the Republic of Korea. It is based on resident registration households subject to the Resident Registration Fact Survey. The remote participation period, location verification requirements, and whether a household is subject to an in-person survey must be checked separately. What is the Resident Registration Fact Survey? Under the Resident Registration Act, the head of a city, county, or district may investigate whether a resident's actual place of residence matches the information in the resident registration record. The survey generally verifies the following: whether the registered address matches the actual place of residence, basic information about the head and members of the household, whether there have been changes in household composition or resident status matters requiring additional verification, such as prolonged absence, an unknown address, or suspected death. The purpose of the survey is to improve the accuracy of resident registration information and maintain the foundational data used for public administration based on addresses, including welfare, education, elections, and disaster. Response: 2026 Survey Schedule Category Period Method Remote Survey July 20 September 7. 2026 Identity and Location Verification through the Government 24 Mobile App In-Person Survey September 8 November 9. 2026 A Responsible Public Official Head of a RAI or TONG or other surveyor visits the residence to verify information after the remote survey period ends. An in-person survey may be conducted for households that did not participate through the app. If local notices or app banners specify operating hours, it is advisable to check those instructions as well. What to prepare before participating? The following are required for remote participation. A smartphone with the Government 24 mobile app installed a simple authentication certificate or another supported authentication method for identity verification. The phone's location services and location. Permission for the Government 24 app participation from the address registered in the resident registration record, you must use the Government 24 mobile app, which can verify location information rather than the PC website. If the app is outdated, the banner may not appear or location verification may not work properly, so check for updates first. How to participate remotely through the Government 24 app. 1. Open the Government 24 app, install the official Government 24 app on your smartphone, or update it to the latest version. Then open it. It is advisable to check the publisher information to ensure that it is not an unofficial app using a similar name or icon. 2. Select the Fact Survey banner. Select the Remote Resident Registration Fact Survey banner displayed on the home screen. The banner may not appear if the survey period has not begun or if the app is outdated. 3. Complete identity verification. Complete identity verification using a supported method shown on the screen. such as simple authentication. Select an authentication method that is actually available, including a TOS certificate, based on the list displayed in the app. Participation is not limited to the head of the household. An adult household member who belongs to the same household in the resident registration record may also participate in the survey for that household after completing identity verification. 4. Check the household information. Compare the following information displayed on the screen with the actual circumstances. Name of the head of the household, date of birth and sex, address in the resident registration record, household member information, whether there have been changes in the household, or resident status. If the displayed information differs from the actual resident status, you must answer truthfully. Responding to the fact survey alone does not automatically change the registered address, so check whether a separate resident registration filing, such as a move-in report, is required. 5. Verify your current location and submit when the message GPS information will be converted into the address of your current location appears, select confirm. The phone's location services and location access permission for the Government 24 app must be enabled. Your current location must be determined to be within 50 m of the address in the resident registration record. Therefore, you cannot submit in advance from your workplace, while traveling, or from another family member's home. You must wait until you arrive at the registered address. 6. Confirm that submission is complete on the final screen. Confirm that a participation or submission completion message appears. If you close the app during authentication or location verification, the submission may not have been completed, so reopen the app and check the processing status. What to check if location verification fails in apartment buildings or high-rise buildings? Satellite signals and network conditions may cause location errors even when you are at the actual registered address. You can try again in the following order. Turn on the phone's location services. Allow location permission for the Government 24 app in settings. Check the Wi-Fi and mobile data connections. Try again near a window or outside the building, where the location signal is stronger. Update the Government 24 app to the latest version and reopen it. If the app continues to show that you are outside the 50 m range, even though you are at the actual registered address, do not manipulate your location. It is appropriate to have your residence verified through an in-person survey. Using a GPS manipulation app or similar tool may result in false location information being submitted. Cases where you may receive an in-person survey even after remote participation, completing remote participation, does not exempt every household from an in-person survey. If a household is included among the priority survey targets designated by the government for that year, a responsible official may verify the actual residence in person. The detailed criteria for priority survey targets are determined by the annual implementation plan and local government guidance. Households requiring separate verification, such as those involving prolonged absence, an unknown address, concerns about welfare vulnerability or suspected death, may be included. Whether a household is actually subject to the survey should therefore be determined based on guidance from the agency responsible for the survey. An in-person verification may also be conducted in the following cases. The household did not participate during the remote survey period. There is a discrepancy between the submitted information and administrative records that requires verification. Location verification or identity verification was not completed. Additional verification is needed to determine whether the household actually resides at the address when an in-person surveyor visits. Verify the surveyor's affiliation and identity, and respond only within the scope necessary for the survey. If the surveyor makes a suspicious request for money, a bank transfer, or unnecessary personal information, do not comply and contact the Administrative Welfare Center for the relevant YUP, Myeon, or Dong. Why non-participation and fines must be distinguished? A fine is not imposed immediately simply because a household did not use the Government 24 app. In principle, households that were unable to participate through the app can have their residence verified during the in-person survey stage. However, refusing or evading a fact survey under the Resident Registration Act without a legitimate reason may result in a fine of up to $500,000. The competent authority determines whether a fine will actually be imposed and the amount by considering the specific circumstances of the refusal, whether a legitimate reason existed, and the relevant administrative procedures. If circumstances such as long-term hospitalization, a business trip, or a disaster make it difficult to respond to an in-person survey, it is advisable to contact the Administrative Welfare Center for the relevant UP, Myeon, or Dong to ask about the reason and verification method rather than ignoring survey communications. Privacy and impersonation precautions. The remote survey must be completed through the official Government 24 app. Do not enter your resident registration number, authentication code, or financial information through an unidentified link received by text message or messenger. Confirm that it is the official Government 24 app. Do not disclose authentication codes or certificate passwords to anyone else. Do not comply if a surveyor requests money, a card number, or a bank account password. If you doubt a visitor's identity, first contact the relevant Administrative Welfare Center. When using a shared smartphone or someone else's device, take care not to leave personal information behind. Key points: the 2026 Remote Resident Registration Fact Survey is available through the Government 24 app from July 20 to September 7. The head or a member of the household can complete identity verification at the address in the resident registration record, check the household information and current location, and submit the survey. Even if you cannot participate during the designated period, you can have your residence verified through an in-person survey from September 8 to November 9. However, households designated as priority survey targets may receive an in-person survey even after completing remote participation, and refusing or evading the survey without a legitimate reason may result in a fine.